Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Subsection of Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica.
That one is Zach Reno.
We've got Scott Passarella. Ultron of pianists, pianists of Ultron.
Ultron. We've got Brett Morris, that feeling when the Ultron. Core is full of magnum. Magnum, magma, magnum chocolate covered ice cream bars.
Perfect.
We've got the boom boom from the other room room, Dana Wickens on the stickins. Hey, do you know anything about Marvel? Sure. Do you need to? No. Did you need to listen to the other two? No.
This is the third one.
Here's what you could know. A portal has been opened, and an evil capitalist space duck has entered Earth. That's probably
That's
good enough.
That's basically it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this third episode of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That was your first day? First day at the Bureau? First day at the Timeline Bureau?
I'm so excited to be here because for so long I thought I'd never get here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good job. Most ducks want to do it. Most ducks don't get to do it.
Well, I remember I was probably four and I was flying south.
Wow.
And my uncle flew south with us.
Wow.
And he was like, this is actually the last time I'm going to fly south because I'm joining the Bureau.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's
the When the Duck Bureau.
Yeah. When the Duck Bureau. When we figure out when the duck things are happening.
That's right.
And when the duck they shouldn't be happening.
And when the duck they are getting in the way.
Listen, in this bureau, everyone's a duck. I didn't have to tell you that. Your Uncle Wen worked here already.
I'm a duck. You're a duck.
Hey.
I'm a duck. You're a duck.
They're all ducks. That's just how it is here. The janitor. Well, they're a duck. Everyone's a duck at Where the Duck. This place isn't called Where the Duck. It's called When the Duck. Duck. That's right. You got it.
We could talk about how or where, but that's not the Bureau's business. We don't care. We just gotta know When the Duck.
When the Duck, are we gonna get new food in the break room?
Woo, woo, woo.
When the Duck, are they supposed to kiss under the new? Your luck. We're always figuring out when the duck we're supposed to win the lottery or not. It doesn't really matter. Let's take it to the batter.
Oh, I wanna know what I wanna know, but also when. How do things and time begin? Well, I'm in luck, cause that's when the duck.
There's a lot of different bureaus. They answer different questions, you know. We are when. There's also what. A different bureau called What the Duck.
And there's also a bureau that holds your clothes. That's a different kind of bureau.
Yeah, furniture, I suppose. But there's also multiple government bureaus.
Right.
Where, what, why, and when. And also how. I'll say it again. Those aren't us because we are When the Duck. We're trying to figure out when things happen, not why. We're just
when the duck. We don't care about how or why.
When the duck, where everyone is a duck like you and us. So this is your cubicle.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Don't
I like
have to
all
stay
the...
here, but this is your personal space to keep your personal stuff.
Thank you so much. Let me just tag up some of my posters of my interests.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Would not have pegged you for a tightrope walker, but this, or wait, this is Judas like the Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm. And also, okay. But no, I do like tightropes. So this is my Greatest Showman poster, and this is my Man on Wire poster, okay. And this is my, those are the two posters.
Well, it's your personal space. You can put up as many or as few posters as you want. Quackers, was it?
Yeah.
Great.
What was your, you have a name tag.
Quincy.
Quincy, what kind of posters do you have in your cubicle? You can tell me.
It's embarrassing.
Hey, you can tell me.
It's so embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. I'm asking.
My posters? Picture a sunset. I can't show you. I have to describe the poster because it's far away. I'm just going to describe
you're
it.
You're on
that's
a different
okay.
floor. Yeah, okay. Oh, shoot.
Picture a sunset.
Uh-huh.
Behind the hills, in the distance, a tiny sawmill. In the foreground, a big circle. You'll stare at it and stammer. A sickle, and also a hammer. And the sawmill's owned by the workers, and the workers work for the state. And they all work together in a society that's great.
Okay, cool.
And they all own the means of production. And the poster below it says, shucks. Huh.
Shucks?
Shucks, huh.
Shucks, huh?
Shucks, huh?
Shucks, huh?
Nuh-uh. Shucks.
Shucks, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I saying it?
Shucks.
Shucks, huh?
That's right. That's what the poster says.
Cool.
Does that make sense why it says that?
Because you shuck with a
it's a pun, both for shucking corn.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sawmill that saws the corn in half. And also because the people are just so happy to be living under socialism.
Sure. Quincy, did you make this poster yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drew it.
It's
and in the corner, there's a butterfly. And the butterfly shoots flames.
Whoa.
It's not really pertinent to the rest of the poster. It just makes me feel great.
Cool.
And in the bottom half, I signed it. And in the top, there's a hole for attack. And next to it, there's a poster of something whack.
Oh, what is that?
Picture a sunrise. And a big circle in the middle. And there's a big dollar sign there. And then behind a bunch of greedy guys all reaching for the dollar sign. This poster's also mine. I drew it and under it it says, no thanks. And that's a poster for capitalism. And there's a butterfly on that one too.
Uh-huh.
This butterfly is also breathing fire, but this fire is blue. Again, it's not super pertinent to the poster. I just love butterflies.
Cool.
And that is my posters. It's pretty weird, huh?
No, I think that's cool.
And I have two posters I drew myself. One about socialism,
okay.
One about capitalism.
Yeah. That's okay. Seems cool.
Thanks, Quackers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you're going to get along right here. Basically, we just sort of monitor the timeline,
mm-hmm.
Make sure no evil ducks from other universes sort of come in here.
Okay.
Do their... Uh-oh.
What's that?
Okay, see that line?
Yeah. This little beep boop?
The little beep boop line. Well, no, uh-huh. Sorry. You're looking
the one that's
at the
going
beep,
like,
boop.
Beep boop.
No, that's supposed to do that. That's
okay.
The trajectory.
Okay, no, the one that's going off of it.
That one's
yeah.
The bad one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going like beep.
Yeah,
boop.
That means there's a duck from another timeline. It just came into our timeline.
Oh, when the duck, you know?
Yeah, all we sort of have to do is mark when it happened, and that's where the end of our responsibilities happen.
Oh, okay. So I'll mark it down.
Yeah.
9:27 eternal time.
Mm-hmm. 9:27 ET.
ET. That's right. Is he here?
What?
No, he's not a duck. Sorry.
I mean, maybe. That's somebody else's job.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
He's probably not here, though.
I should get a third poster with that guy on it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, you can draw it. Put that butterfly.
I could draw it.
Yeah, put that butterfly in there. So you just have this furniture store, do ya? Well, what if I bought this furniture and sold it for half price?
This is an IKEA.
But what if I bought all of your furniture?
What did you say your name was?
Scrooge McDuck.
That's right. I suspected as much. Yes.
Sorry. Let me towel off. I'm still damp from swimming in my gold coins.
Why are you damp from swimming in the gold coins?
I'm sick of your interrogation.
Okay. Fair. Listen, as I was saying, this is just the showroom.
I'd like to buy all this furniture, and then I'd like to sell it myself.
Okay, well, this furniture is not for sale. You need to go down to the warehouse at the bottom.
Everything's for sale, Boyle. Once I get enough gold coins behind it.
Okay, well, we have a lot of furniture here. You want to buy it all?
Oh, look at this little jingle jangle. Does that don't change your mind? How many coins do I have to slip for you to come inside and see my way? If I say a little bit, like a coin, one, two, or three, how many coins, oh boy, will it take for you to agree that I can buy anything with a big old sack of gold?
Fundamentally misunderstanding how this story works.
Bump it off the ladder, boy.
Yeah.
This might not be a decision that you can make.
It's definitely not.
That's fine, but let me tell you what.
Can I help you?
Hello, Mr. Manager, with a clipboard I do see. I'm sure that we're gonna see this exactly the same you see. I'd like to buy all this showroom furniture off the floor, and I'll give you these little coins of gold, and if you say no, I'll
couch.
It comes from space and time, so you're gonna wanna give it a hold. There's nothing I can't buy without a big old sack of gold.
Well, sir, all of this.
Jingle, jangle. Those are all the coins.
Sir, this furniture out here is all used. There's new below.
Ha!
All the used furniture?
Yes!
Okay.
Jingle, jangle, give it to me on my hand. You're gonna love feeling all those coins in your little manager's pocket. I know there's one thing, and I'll hold it to be true. Whether you got big old sacks of gold,
We just need to let me talk to you for a second.
Oh, sure.
I am confident that this interaction is going to end with you getting all the furniture you want.
And that's what I want.
That's no problem. That's what's going to happen. Here's
Good.
The deal, though. We don't generally sell the furniture up here.
Oh.
Because.
Yes.
Like, this is all used. People have been, like, sitting in and touching it. And once we sell it, then we have to replace it with stuff from down in the showroom, which is new, or the warehouse. So we just sell the stuff in the warehouse. Also, you don't pay me because I don't own all this furniture. You have to pay the company IKEA. So just sort of write down what you want and then go down.
And you want me to find these in the endless rows and aisles?
Yeah, just sort of write down the numbers and letters of the stuff that you want.
But I want to pay extra to you personally to make it easier for me.
That we can do. So here's what we'll do. If you want to pay me, I'll just walk around here with you.
Dennis, we'll mark down- I want to give you as much gold as it's going to take for this to be over quickly for me.
Great. So you want everything up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Delivered to, I assume, a place?
Mac Mansion on the Hill.
Mac Mansion on the Hill. Is the zip code?
90210, baby.
Okay. 90210. And your timeline on that delivery?
As soon as possible.
Great. ASAP. Do you have an email?
Yes, it's...
Are you an IKEA member?
No, no.
Would you like to be an IKEA member?
No, it's a Scrooge Mac Duck.
Oh, it's a Mac address.
Yes.
Scrooge at Mac.
No, no. Scrooge MacDuck at me.com.
Scrooge MacDuck at me.com. Great. Phone number?
949-555.
What's that zip code? What's that area code?
South Orange County.
Okay, yeah. 949.
555-2610.
It's 10. Okay. And would you like to opt out of emails?
Yes, please. Okay. I get on too many lists.
Yeah, for sure. Great.
I want my nephews to help me, but they never will.
Well, for these...
Those three little scamps.
Yeah.
Yes, I got three dear nephews.
Did you say this was space gold?
Yes, I'm from all time and space.
Okay, but I can spend it, right?
You should.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's currency.
This is great. Yeah, okay, this should be delivered to you. Everything in the store.
Yep.
Okay.
If these show up and I'm missing small touches, Dennis, like this little fake succulents or this lazy Susan that has several glasses on it, I'll be upset.
Okay. And do you want, we reuse stuff at the showroom a lot. So do you want one of everything or do you want as many as you see up here? I'm getting
this,
the feeling you want to recreate this.
I want
to
recreate this. Thank you, Dennis.
I can do that for you, Mr. McDuck.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Rush delivery. I think the fastest we can get that out, that's going to be in like 2 days from now.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
See that jingle coins.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do that tomorrow.
Okay, Dennis. Now you're getting it, boy. Now you're understanding how not just this little plane you live on works, but how all space and time works. For if you're Scrooge McDuck, there's nothing that can stop you. Ooh, unless it's my pesky nephews.
Meanwhile, at a roller rink. Hey, Huey.
Hey, Dewey.
Yeah. You see Louie over there doing stunts?
Oh, yeah.
We're just Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Roller skirting the way that we want. And we're here to do one thing. We're here to do one thing. At the roller rink, we cannot fail. We're just three little ducklings. And we're here to do one thing. Shake our tail. Talk and skate and dance. Simultaneously skate and dance.
Skate and dance.
Simultaneously skate and dance. I said skate
and dance.
Simultaneously skate and dance. And pick up ladies if the ladies are around.
Oh, there's one thing I love to do. I love skating with my bros together.
Yeah.
Love getting down in a skate rink. Gonna shake up all my feathers. Gonna start with my wings, going on down to my skate things. But oh, you know what makes the ladies wear when they see this duck shake his tail.
Skate
and dance.
Simultaneously skate and dance.
And dance.
Skate
and dance.
Simultaneously skate and dance.
Oh.
We're wearing red and blue and green t-shirts and no
pants.
Oh, you skate
and dance.
Simultaneously skate and dance when you wear no pants. That's a power move to let girls know you're down to clown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cause you wear no pants. Because you wanna show that you care. Plus, your style icon is Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear, fashion icon shirt, and that's all. Going into Rabbit's house, getting stuck in a wall.
All kinds of people that I love got no pants. Here's one, two, and three.
Simultaneous skate and dance. I said
skate and dance.
Simultaneous skate and dance. Skate
and dance.
skate and dance to get the ladies. My show in our Dow out. Down feathers, do you hear me now? Let me break it down. When the ladies all come around, and they say me shading and ziz skating and dancing like the best in town. Whether I'm at the pool table putting quarters into the arcade, when I skate and dance and I wear no pants, all the ladies know I got it made.
Say this is old school, lock up your daughters, because I'm gonna take to skating with you like a duck to water. And I'm gonna skate around, let the water roll off my back, because there is no way I can't skate if I'm skating in some slacks.
I can't not be contained by blue jeans.
Oh, I can't let out all of my glory in some
My brothers. My brothers from the same mother.
Wah, wah, wah.
Why don't no ladies come to this roller rink? I guess it's noon. So it's noon. Lunch.
A lot of ladies are at lunch. Here's to the ladies at lunch.
Aren't they the best?
Everybody rise when those ladies get in here. Sorry, guys. That was skating over there.
Hi, Louie.
Hi, Huey. Hi, Dewey. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you guys want to do our other favorite thing?
Primal Rage, the stand-up arcade game?
Yeah.
Where the big dinosaurs fight each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Excuse me, Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yeah.
Hi. This is going to sound outrageous, but, I'm a space duck from When the Duck, and we need your help.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so we spend most of our days doing sort of stuff that would be classically defined as outrageous.
Oh, yeah, we're classically outrageous.
We're pretty outrageous. Sometimes we, you know, go on magical adventures. I mean, my uncle Donald is frequently telling us stories about how these two chipmunks are like constantly giving him grief. I'm like, where? He's like, at my apple farm. And I'm like, you own an apple farm? And he's like, yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm the only employee of this full apple farm.
It's wild. It's super wild.
Anyway, what do you got? It's not going to be the weirdest thing I've heard today.
Wow. Well, I'm relieved to hear it because,
Are you reading that right? Are you...
My name is Quackers.
Quackers.
I'm a space duck.
I'm Huey. This is Dewey. The one out of breath over there is Louie.
Hi.
We're here to simultaneously skate and dance. And then when that's done, play Primal Rage, the stand-up arcade game with a big dinosaurs fight each other.
Well, as much as I'd love you boys to be able to continue with those big dinosaurs fighting each other, we're gonna need your help. Seems like a variant of your other uncle Scrooge McDuck, who sort of vacillates between evil and heart of gold.
Yes.
We have unfortunately a slightly more evil variant that's made its way, and right now he's just buying up showrooms of furniture stores, but we think it might lead somewhere worse.
Are you sure that's not our uncle?
Yes,
it's a different one.
I'm saying it's a variant of your uncle.
Where's our uncle, Scrooge McDuck?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I could tell you when he is. He's at 1:14 ET.
That's because that's what time it is.
Right.
Okay.
I assume that means that they could both be here.
So you're the bureau that tells when people are?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually now?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, sure. We'll help. What does that entail? We don't have super powers or anything.
Mostly I think if you could help us tell the difference between the uncle that seems like your uncle and maybe a one that seems slightly odder.
You just described something that sounds like something that our uncle would do, but if you're sure it's the other one, then yeah, we'll help as best we can.
Great.
Do
you guys want to get a sandwich first? Or do you
want
to
have a plan past that. I'm just when the
yes, duck.
Yes, we would love to get a sandwich.
What the duck and how the duck and why the duck were a little busy, and so they were like, can you kind of just take this one?
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, this seems like a huge opportunity, because I thought at first that I really wanted to work at When the Duck, but I might want to work at Why the Duck.
Why the Duck. Yes.
Possibly even How the Duck. What the Duck seems a little parallel to what I do, but...
just sort of identifying what things are.
Yeah, I feel like they do a lot. It's a lot of data entry as well.
I'm starting to think Because look, all ducks know about this sort of government system. That it would be best if we sort of consolidated under a sort of like the duck.
The duck.
The duck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, my first day was both yesterday and 100 years ago. So yeah, I think that would make things a lot simpler.
Oh, you're out of time.
I'm out of time.
That's so confusing.
Yeah. It's really confusing.
Okay, well, yes to sandwiches. Yes, maybe some ladies will get there. Maybe some ladies who lunch. That would be good. And we'll just sort of brainstorm on how to tell my uncle apart from my other, I guess, also uncle.
Right.
But not Donald.
Not
other
Donald.
Scrooge McDuck. Uncles are a huge part of my life, not as much dads, and that's fine, because every family is, families are families, you know? Some families have uncles.
I have a really strong relationship with my uncle.
Yeah?
My uncle is the one who inspired me to join When the Duck.
Uncles are great.
Uncles are great.
Dads? I don't know a whole lot about dads.
I also had a loving dad, but an uncle was bonus.
Uncle's like a dad, but with less responsibility. Unless you're me, in which case your dad is basically out of the picture.
And maybe an uncle stepped in
as a dad, but didn't want to be called dad. Wanted to be called uncle. That's fine, and he's mine. Here's what my uncle mostly does. Flop around in a big swimming pool of gold. All day he flops around in a big swimming pool of gold.
I like learning about different uncles. They come in all kinds.
Sure do.
That's just one of your uncles. And one thing that comes to mind. Like my uncle worked for a bureaucratic agency of the government.
Wow.
But when he was around, he would still hang out. Like he could also be chill. But it would be cool
if he didn't flop around in a big old pool of gold.
Find out which uncle this is, or maybe if it's all the same uncle. What
will happen as the bad Scrooge McDuck tries to build a furniture empire? Will they meet some ladies who lunch?
Find out. We return to this, the second half of the third installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. When the duck.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left, there were a lot of ducks doing a lot of different stuff. You'll catch up. It hasn't been that long. Welcome back to the third installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
When the Duck.
Okay, yeah, just put it down here. Hi, can you sign for this? You're Scrooge.
Who, me? I didn't buy all of this furniture. Why would I do that?
Is this mansion?
This Mac is Mac Mansion on the hill? 90210.
That's what it says here.
But I would never just buy a bunch of floor show furniture.
Well, this isn't the floor show furniture. These are all in boxes. You have to put these together.
Oh, I certainly would not do that either.
Just sort of unload it here.
What's your name?
Come on, boys, get it out.
Oh.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm Travis.
Travis?
I'm Travis, the trucker.
Huh. All right, well, I'll get this sorted. I know this isn't your fault,
who,
Travis.
Me? Travis the trucker?
Yeah, this isn't your fault,
all
Travis.
All day and all night, I truck IKEA furniture to where it needs to
go. Oh, yeah, so this... I'm sorry, I wouldn't trouble you. I wouldn't
dare
trouble you.
I'm sort of an independent contractor. I don't work for IKEA.
Okay.
I'm the person IKEA calls when they need stuff faster than IKEA can get it to your door.
Oh, that sounds good.
See this big old truck with the flames on the side? This baby's mine.
Oh, are they coming out of a butterfly? That's a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought so, too. See, that butterfly's spouting green fire.
I love it.
I drew that. The butterfly.
Great
not
job,
the flame. Someone
Travis.
Else did that.
Travis, I want to know that I'm going to get to the bottom of this, but I understand this is not your issue.
Sure. This has been paid for in full.
Paid for in
by
full.
By Scrooge McDuck.
But I'm Scrooge McDuck.
And the email I have here is ScroogeMacDuck@me.com.
But I'm at Mac.com.
You're ScroogeMacDuck
at Mac.com. Who's at me? Who am me? Is there another me? Travis.
Yeah?
This is not your issue.
Yeah.
Would you like
to... This isn't what Travis does.
Travis.
Travis is all about taking boxes from one place to the other. On time, anytime. Rain, sleet, snow, fire, asteroids.
Wow.
There's nothing that Travis can't truck. Travis gets things from A to B. If you've ever wondered who the greatest trucker is, the greatest trucker is me. You're trucking with Travis. You're trucking with a master. When your boxes show up late, that's a trucking disaster. How am I driving? Travis don't care. Travis's only job is to get things from here to there. And that's Travis. Trucking Travis. And I never stop, and I come out on top, because I'm Travis.
That was fun to hear about. I liked hearing more.
Good.
Interesting the life you lead, and wow, such a score of responsibilities and tasks. Oh, you have such big ass, so Travis, I won't yell at you. Because it's obvious this has nothing to do with what you do.
What I do?
Yes.
Happy you asked. I'll tell you. I once trekked coconut.
Wow.
The Hawaiian Islands.
Wow.
I trekked it to Minnesota. And I did so while styling.
I love this.
I once trucked a penguin from the deep Arctic North.
Huh.
All the way to a Toys R Us in Duluth. Because I'm Travis. Some trucks have 12 wheels. Mine's got 13. Some horns go beep beep. Mine goes beam beam. Some trucks have two lights. My lights are blue. And there is nothing I can't truck for you. Because I come out and I truck all day long. And it's an abrupt end when I sing a song.
That was great.
Thank you.
Every part of that was interesting. Can I get you a snack or drink before you go back on your trucking way?
I would love that. My next job is to truck a glass Fabergé egg from here to the second bedroom of the Taj Mahal.
That's quite a trek, Travis.
And over an ocean.
That's quite a trek, Travis.
No one trucks like trucking Travis.
Travis, I want you to know that I'll never forget your name or the butterfly you have with flames.
Thanks. And I'll...
Here's an Arnold Palmer or a matcha latte or...
Arnold Palmer. What's okay. The soda rate? What's the lemonade iced tea ratio?
I go for here? A 70-30 favoring iced tea.
Perfect. That's perfect for me, Travis.
I'm so glad to hear it, boy.
Great.
Here you are.
Here you go. Enjoy these boxes.
Oh, dear. What a conundrum. Where...
Beam, beam.
It does say beam, beam. Boy, that's charming. Oh, I do like that. I should write that down in my journal.
And that's why we should always lunch with ladies. Oh, hi, Uncle.
Hi. Hello, lads. Oh, you bring me such joy. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
You're for the three kisses, for Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We, your nephews. Hey, so we met a guy... And we just thought we might, apropos of nothing, ask you a few questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm happy to answer honestly and openly with you, my three dear nephews.
Okay, enough kisses.
All right.
So.
I think you're my grand nephews.
Us?
Yes.
Your family.
Doesn't matter. You're grand to me, boys.
Thanks. Okay. So, question number one.
Do you want to be in the shade? It's a bit hot.
Yeah, why you got all these boxes out here?
You know, I'm not sure. They said they got delivered from a different Scrooge McDuck, but a Scrooge McDuck who uses an @me email.
Okay, so perfect. All right, that actually is the only thing I needed to know. There's another, someone from When the Duck popped up and said there's another Scrooge McDuck that's sort of like you, but it's trying to buy up all the furniture in the sort of greater Mick area.
This explains a lot.
Yeah.
But you had lunch.
With ladies, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. So you don't require any food at this moment.
I'll be honest with you.
Well, if you had a couple of your sandwich cookies.
We'd eat some sandwich cookies.
I do have some of my sandwich cookies. Here you go, you sweet boys. Here, you're such sweet boys. Oh, you make me laugh. Oh, you make me laugh with the silly way you eat. Another Scrooge McDuck. Well, that makes perfect sense. There's only one thing we can do now.
Flop around in your big old pool.
We have to flop.
Okay, yeah.
But then after that, we have to find him and stop him, boys.
Okay, well, he's probably coming here, right? Because he got stuff delivered here.
Right. Perhaps.
He's trying to take your place.
He's already here.
Oh, no. You said that in your voice, but you're on the roof now? Oh, I see. The one on the roof is the bad one.
I'm on the roof and I'm the bad one.
Hey, why'd you get a bunch of IKEA furniture delivered here?
Because I'm going to sell it and make a profit.
Okay. IKEA's profit margins are already pretty slim.
I'm gonna sell it for more by painting it and then roughing up the paint and claiming the pieces are vintage!
Okay, well, you know that you do first have to put them all together, right?
What?
Yeah, IKEA furniture famously comes disassembled and in boxes.
Well, boys, what if I had you do the labor for me, but you got no reward?
Okay, well, that feels like the opposite of what we would be into.
Yes.
We don't sort of own the means of production.
Yes, you'll own nothing. You'll own no part of it. I'll give you a meager wage for backbreaking labor.
Why would we do that?
Because you have no other choice, boys.
We absolutely do. Our uncle is frickin' loaded. Our great-granduncle, or...
Yes, there's no reason for those boys to want to do that.
That's right, uncle on the ground here, not the one on the roof.
Well, fine. Maybe I'll put it together myself. Maybe I'll bring in a bunch of other Scrooge McDucks from all over times and whens and wheres and whys.
I hope he doesn't do this. I've just figured out how to tell the two apart. The one on the roof is louder than the one on the ground. But if he starts bringing in more, I won't be able to know which one's
which.
Yeah,
the one on the roof is louder because he has to call down from the roof.
That's how we can tell which one he is. Oh, you think he might not be that loud when he's on the ground?
I think if he was next to us, maybe he would have been
so loud. Oh no, he came down!
Now I'm standing next to me and next to you!
Wait, which one of them is the one?
Boys, let me make it simple. I will remove my top hat, me, the good Scrooge McDuck.
Okay, wait, but are you the one that did that?
Yes.
Okay, and you're the bad one.
Yes, me, the one still.
Okay, good, yes, okay. This is not going to be as hard as I thought.
But what about now? Whoa, 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 whoa. Hello,
laddies, it's me, another Scrooge McDuck.
Well, we definitely can't tell the difference. He sounds exactly the same.
I sound the same on the same Scrooge McDuck. Quack, 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 quack.
And it's me, Scrooge McDuck.
And it's me, Scrooge McDuck.
And me, Scrooge McDuck.
And hello, it is I, Scrooge McDuck.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Scrooge McDuck.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Scrooge McDuck.
We're twins.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Scrooge McDuck.
Hello, it's me, Scrooge McDuck.
Boy, I'm Scrooge McDuck then, aren't I?
Oh, no. Louie, Huey, this is too many Scrooge McDucks, and some of them don't have hats, and one of them's an alligator.
Oh, no. Why is one of them an alligator?
I like it, though.
We need to call the time guy. We're in over our heads.
Which Scrooge will you choose? Do you know who Scrooge is who?
Hi, y'all. This is Scrooge. This is Scrooge over here. Can you tell us apart, or is it terribly unclear?
I'm just a sneaky Scrooge McDuck, y'all, with another Scrooge McDuck right behind me. Can you tell which Scrooge is the which Scrooge?
Uh-huh. It is difficult than trying.
Hello, another Scrooge over here, and I'm waving my hand so you can see. But am I the original Scrooge McDuck? Oh, no. It's not me.
It is hard to tell who is Scrooge McDuck. There's so many in the land, and we all look just the same like me, with lasers and metal hands. Beep boop, Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, which Scrooge, which Scrooge, which Scrooge, which Scrooge is you? Which Scrooge, which Scrooge, which Scrooge, which Scrooge is you?
Find out which is which, and I'm still not sure why, but as long as we find which our uncle is, then we should be totally fine.
Yeah, it's like there's some hard parts of this we can't avoid, but I think we'll send them all to like a nebulous void when we get our uncle who we know and love, and we won't think about the other ones.
That's right. We got this little water pistol from the guy from When the Duck. And he said, shoot the ones that are not your uncle, and then they'll get plucked.
Oh, plucking a duck.
Plucking a duck.
Plucking a plucking a plucking plucking.
Hey, y'all. Oh, no, I'm plucked.
Oh, hey, y'all. Oh, no, I've been plucked.
I am Scrooge McDuck. Pluck, oh, no, duck. I am plucked.
Pluck a duck.
I'm Scrooge McDuck.
Pluck,
oh,
and
got plucked.
Pluck,
oh, no.
Duck. And what? Pluck a duck. And what? Pluck a duck.
There's
and
only two
pluck.
Left.
What? Oh, no. It's the two original Scrooges.
Remember, one of them's louder than the other.
Right. Hi, Uncle. Hello, boys. Hello, boys.
Okay, it's the second one. Fuck it. Got it. Got him. Okay. What was your plan anyway?
Well, I was going to...
Oh, I see.
What?
I got it.
You got it?
I can understand now.
Oh, what?
Thank you for explaining it.
You sure you don't need to know?
No, but it's also like, I understand where you're coming from. You're not a bad guy. You're a hero of your own story.
Yeah. Thanks, boys. But it's all right. This is the one who belongs here. Go ahead and pluck this dog.
Back to your own time.
Go.
Quincy, I think the boys did it.
Oh.
I think all the Scrooge McDucks got plucked back to their own wens.
Oh, that's good. That would have been a disaster. Did you hear that plan? Incredible. Buy up all the furniture.
Paint it cheaply. Make it look vintage with a few scuffs.
Sell it as vintage. Before you know it...
end-stage capitalism.
And before you know it, some sort of MLM, I'm assuming.
It's probably an MLM.
It's probably some sort of they-had-to-buy-in Ponzi scheme.
That crisis was averted.
Hey, would you want to get lunch? I was thinking of going over and chatting with some of the people from Why the Duck or How the Duck about a possible transfer, but...
Yeah, that would be great. Hey, you ever think of what we do here?
Morally wrong. A drop of water in an endless ocean.
So cool, but yeah. What were you saying?
Sorry.
Morally wrong. Interesting. You mean like if people want to go between timelines, should they be?
Or just like, why do we get to decide how the timeline works?
Yeah. Why do we keep putting people back in the universes they originated in?
Right.
Maybe there's a better universe for some people.
Maybe universes should have some universal truths.
Hmm.
But first, there's one thing I'm a little also worried about.
Okay.
Is one of those ducks, I don't think was a Scrooge McDuck at all.
Oh, no. We have an agent on the inside.
Oh, good.
His name is Howard.
Great. Phew. Because I was like, this one? When there were two from the South?
Much older. That's why he wasn't, when you may have noticed that the sort of like the skating rink.
Yes.
So out of breath.
Oh,
moves
that
from a different
one.
Era.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because he was dancing hard. It's just because he's old. He smokes. His lung capacity is not great.
Oh, okay, great.
Really tragic what actually happened to the third brother. Don't want to get into it now because it is a full bummer.
Yeah, not when we're about to have lunch.
No, it's an after lunch story for
okay,
sure.
Okay, great. Oh, so Howard the Duck moves in like a DuckTales trio as our man on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
To keep Scrooge in line.
Got it.
We sort of monitor all of the Scrooges on the off chance that they go full millionaire villain.
Sure.
You can always tell when someone's about to make a really bad turn when they start building, like, spacecraft.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, okay.
Lunch, though! welcome to the cafeteria of When the Duck. What'll you have?
I'd like to build my own.
Oh, sort of. You pick two at the cafeteria, or like fully.
No, just like there's a sandwich. The sandwich station.
The sandwich station, guys.
I'd like to build my own.
What kind of bread?
Can you give me a ciabatta?
Yes, I can.
Can you spread some honey mustard real thin?
You know I can.
Do you? Oh, is that red onion?
It sure is.
And now, stay with me, friend. Can I then get some brie on this?
Some cheese on this?
Some turkey next?
Oh, you get.
And then call it a day. Know when you're done. Know when you shouldn't add anything else, not one.
Hey, brothers, you want to go get some sandwiches with some lady?
Oh, of course.
Louie, do you want to come?
You guys go on ahead of me. Louie's gotta take some time to think, run it back in his head. Oh, are there things past I should have taken instead? Now that I'm old and looking back all grim, do I remember when I first joined when I was a young duck, building my own path. When I was a young duck, not worried about timeline math. Oh, what will you do? I'm getting too old for this shit.
What is this, rumble crack? Some sort of rumble crack? What is this rumble
big,
crack?
Big worm.
Oh!
Big worm.
Rumble crack, rumble, big worm.
Big worm, rumble
oh,
crack.
Oh, rumble crack, big worm. I don't have time for this.
You gaze upon rumble crack, the big worm.
Oh.
Who lives in the earth's mantle.
Oh, jeez.
Here to devour the people of this planet.
No.
Rumble crack, big
smells
worm.
Smells terrible.
Rumble crack, big worm, smell good.
No, you smell awful.
No, I smell good.
Ugh. I guess that's subjective, but for me, I don't care for
to
this
To me, old. I love the smell of myself. Rumble crack, big
and I
worm.
Love the smell of a new calling in the morning.
Rumble crack, who are you? You
I'm
will not
Howard
start
the
rumble
duck.
Crack. You will not stop rumble crack.
Or will I?
Or will he? Find out in the next episode of the Marvel Cinematic Hey, that was a perfect ending to another episode of Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. And if you want to support more perfect things like that, all you got to do is support us by going to offbookclubhouse.com. That's how you keep the show running. We do it only because of
you.
Listeners like you.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Ultra no Pianists.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the Hulk smash.
Give it up for the boom from the other room, Dana Wickens on the Iron Man stick.
That's right, rocket rack boom from the other room.
Give it up for yourselves, and as we say, well, sometimes at the end of every episode, we'll do it right now for sure. If you want to buy the showroom stuff,
your space gold coins just aren't enough.
Bye!
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.